Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Easy by Just Brianna, the personal and business financial literacy podcast by your girl Just Brianna. Let's get into it.
It's easy, it can be so easy. Help me with my funds, I need somewhere to run, I need somewhere to go. If you tell Brianna about your problems, I bet she will know. She gon' show you things that tell you things you never seen before. She gon' teach you how to stack your bread and how to say it though.
It's just Brianna, tell me Brianna. 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 It's just Brianna, just Brianna, just Brianna.
Hey guys, welcome back. And if you're new here, welcome, welcome. As always, welcome, welcome. We are back with another episode on EBJB, the podcast with your girl, Just Brianna. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button on whatever podcasting platform you're listening to this to. Send it to a friend, share it on your socials, do all that good stuff for me. I'm always appreciative of support. Thank you in advance. Thank you if I thanked you before, whatever. Just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So if you're here, you have some kind of interest in taking control of your finances. Or realistically speaking, you might just be supporting me, whatever it may be. You have some kind of interest in taking control of your finances. And on today's episode, we are going to be talking about some ways to invest into your future with little to no money. People tend to hear the word invest or investments and get scared away. I know. You might think, oh, you're not in a position to do that right now, or you don't make enough money to do that right now, and so on and so on. But what if I told you investing into your future can be done with little to no money in 2021? Yes, it's possible. So let's get right into it. I originally made this episode a little bit lengthy, but I decided to shorten it a bit because y'all know me, I like to get straight to the point. And I don't like to sit here and say the same shit all over and over again. I'm here to give you these financial gems. I'm not here to be a tape recorder. You can always go back and listen to other episodes. I will always refer to other episodes, but I'm not going to always say the same things over and over and over again. So some episodes you're going to find pretty short, but straight to the point, and you're going to love me for that. So let's get right into it, and let's start with educating yourself. Baby, let's talk about it. The times of getting further education from only college or a formal institution leaving you with thousands of dollars in debt is over, okay? You can now teach yourself so many things due to the resources we have. YouTube, podcasts, blogs, online courses. I'm going to circle back to YouTube because what can you not learn from YouTube? There's so many resources you have. Now, if your future requires further education in the college, like being a doctor, a lawyer, a nurse, so on and so on, please take your ass to school and get the education you need, okay? This tip might not be for you, but for those whose future does not require those needs, gaining knowledge of what you want to do does not have to put you in a lifetime debt. And it doesn't have to take you 2 to 4 years to do it. I've learned so many things from these platforms. I know there are so many things that can be learned from these platforms. Don't sleep. Education is one of the main ways you can invest into your future, and you do not have to go in debt to do it. I promise. My second tip today is getting a mentor. Now, if you're one of those people who can't take criticism, I'm going to tell you to grow the F up. I'm not going to say the F word, but please go ahead and grow up. Like, you do not know everything, and there's always room to grow. Somebody being able to show you where you can be from where they are now is an investment. Being around those people is an investment. This is beneficial, okay, guys? Somebody being able to show you their mistakes that you can learn from is beneficial. Do you not know how much money you can save by skipping the trial and error, by learning from someone else's trial and error? We all know somebody we follow on these social media platforms who are in the position that you want to be in the future, but it might be too big. You might be washed in that platform. They might have millions of followers. They might not see your comments. They might not see your messages. But I can guarantee you there's somebody with a smaller platform that does exactly what they do, maybe even better, that's reachable. You go ahead and you reach out to them people, okay? I know it can be fearful to ask for help. I am one of those people who used to be scared to ask for help with the simple reason that I feared rejection at one point. But what I had to learn that I now advocate is the worst that can happen is a no. And sometimes, and most times, that door was not open to you for a reason. What's for you will always be for you. And I will always, 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 always. Do you want me to say always again? I will always preach this. What's for you will always be for you. So a harmless no may not be the worst that can happen. That door might be closed for a reason. But go ahead and try. Reach out to those people doing what you want to do in your future. Ask, can you shadow them? Intern. Ask if you can set up a meeting. Book their consultations if they have them. Take the courses they offer if they have them. You can benefit from having a mentor, and it doesn't have to be so expensive to do it. Of course, there are plenty of ways you can invest into your future, but I wanted to give you my top two ways that cost you little to no money starting out. People here educate yourself and automatically assume 4-year college. No, ma'am. You don't have to do all that no more. There is more ways to get in the future. And some people hear a mentor and assume that they don't need one. They know everything and so on. We already talked about this. But surrounding yourself with successful people and what you want to do with your future is an investment into your future. And it will help you in the long run. I personally, JB, I offer one-on-one consultations for your services. I provide goal savings planning, budget assistance, emergency fund development planning, and lastly, debt management. So if you have any of those needs, feel free to reach out to me. I am not one of those people who will ignore. I am a very small person. So I see everything. I'm not flooded too much. My platform is not that huge. Even if it was that huge, if you know me personally, I'm always open to giving resources, helping, things of that nature. I'm just always open to sharing what I know. So go ahead and email me. I do have free 1-hour consultations at jbtheceo1@gmail.com until we get that website up and running, which is coming soon. And I will offer 30% off if you mention this episode. So don't hesitate, guys. I don't bite. As always, thank you guys for listening. God bless. JB. I just want to say, if you're still here and listening, you're a real one. I really, really appreciate you sitting here listening through my ads, because those ads at the end of these podcasts is what gets your girl paid. We need some coins. So thank you if you're still here from listening. You know, I got 1,200 subscribers. Ugh. We've been at this for what, 3 years? And I got 1,200 subscribers. I can freaking scream. I'm just a small little city. I'm not even from the city. I'm like from the outskirts of Philadelphia, but I moved to Philadelphia and then I moved to Dallas. But I'm just like this small girl with big dreams, and I'm so happy for the support that I get from you guys, and it warms my heart. So if you're still here and you're still listening and you listen to that darn ad, thank you. And listen every freaking episode if you can, because I need my coin. All right, stay blessed.